Apologia Numerica. Oftentimes the bourbon distilleries in this land I've pitched my tent in under-distribute for what I have in mind. This will be one such occasion. There's a comfort in mathematics, its lack of confliction, its knack for getting the ball rolling when all other things remain unequal, though I'm sure you disagree. I assure you there is no comfort in the walks I take downtown on lunch breaks, listening to Lucero grind together my insides block by block like the parts of a machine which are only just now beginning to recognize they are parts of the machine, and that the machine is human. I understand now that when I reveal to you how I feel, that for all my intelligence, loyalty is the sole act of the will upon which the will can make a foundation, that I'd rather argue with you than get along with anyone else. You felt something like I felt years ago in Mexico after walking through a landfill home to many orphaned children, a disposition of not at all. I retreated to Pátzcuaro that night, land of the dead, so disgusted with myself I couldn't laugh at the liquor bottle's label, Juanito Caminando. Nor am I laughing now, walking towards nowhere in particular, as if that someplace other than a fantastical space in my mind, filled with amusement rides in need of improved safety regulations. As the wind blows through me, I contemplate your brief body, its one-night towns and far-fetched cities. Whereas my disposition was once a function of the household paradigm, time's running out, there's been a shift in functionality towards time can't run fast enough. Thinking of you without you humbles thy spirit more than any of the mortifications I've taught myself to strap on habitually, like the cardigan I donned for Sunday dinner. Cold showers, or these walks with rocks in my shoes. I estimate the broken hearts of this world exceed those fulfilled by roughly 57%. To your objection, quality assurance auditor, I remembered to factor out the dupes for my sample size on account of thrice did she level my own. You were right about so many things. One, God did not bring me in on this project to love you. Two, there is no comfort in numbers. And three, you were a risk I was unable to mitigate. When I said I fell, I meant that I fell through the concrete, and my remarks in regard to my surroundings had begun to take on the physical properties of an indentation a cartoon character in similar straits might leave behind. Caught in the infinite regression of how this poem might end, my mind concedes to silence. Therefore will I go down to Texas. I hear there's whiskey, and work for a man like me.